Heavenly Father, again, thank you so much for Vine Street Baptist Church. I thank you so much for faithfully every Wednesday to come and hear your word preached, taught, and to be taught. Lord, I love this church. I love these people. Pray tonight that you use a mighty way to show how your word changed the sinner, how that sinner has become a man who is out. Pray for Andrew.
Real joy to be with you today. I mentioned earlier, I work under Ben, and I hear about Vine Street Baptist all the time. And sometimes I was like, that can't be right. But I'm glad that you are. And that you're Saints of Emmanuel Baptist Church Center, member there. And we pray for this church regularly, our pastors. Prayer on, and you're regularly praying for this church. Really, really thankful. Just a little bit about me. I grew up in Florida. But, yes, I grew up in Florida, and I wasn't a Christian. I went to a Christian school. So I grew up hearing about this Jesus. But it wasn't until way later that I actually encountered. So I grew up in a Christian church. Made it very clear as soon as I could get out and drive and that I didn't want to. My years in high school, I graduated from high school thinking, where am I going to go next? I wanted to go somewhere far away from my parents. And I wanted to go somewhere where get off the radar. So I went to Mississippi, lost if you're, ever running from anybody. But I went to Mississippi State University, which was a great experience later on. But I got there and just wanted to life of rebellion, what I would now call rebellion. But the first 3 years I just spent wasting my life away. I didn't class. I somehow passed. I don't know how that happened. I made it through my first. Apparently you can do that. But but my junior year, I didn't know what was happening to me. Looking back now on my life, I understand the Lord convicting me. I started looking around that I was pursuing. Waking up the next day feeling worse, and all the things I was seeing. Never delivered on the promises that they woke up feeling hopeless, looking at where am I? It's a miracle that I'm not dead right now. It's by God's grace. My junior year, I started what I was doing, and I got to a place where I was utterly. I had no idea what I was going to do. At that point, that grace, I remember. There was nobody that had given me a track or anybody that Christ died for sin, buried, and he was raised from the dead on the day according to the scripture. That anyone who is in Christ is a new creature. It was remembering that the Lord used. It was incredible. It was I was living in a church not conducive. It was a very a challenging time. Lord saved me. And what am I going to do with my life when I graduate? I was undeclared. Half years of college as far as people go and say, I want to be. I said, I don't know what I want to do. That. So they eventually said, well, yeah. So I declared. discipled by a pastor that Southern here. That's how I got here. The Lord has really used Christians in the city. Since then, I've had the privilege of participating in a ministry. I'm born in is kind of a different ministry than what you see. It's a very difficult, much needed. The ministry began through our preaching pastor, Ryan, which is a sermon that is really to us to give glory. Really put it on our address that. A couple from our church to address that. So they showed up Market Street, and they just showed up at the clinic really early in the morning. They were doing, but they were just talking to people about Jesus. From there, the ministry began. What we seek to do, 2009, we've been doing. Probably, abortion doctors, and that is our hope, and that can happen. I have a friend, yeah, operated abortion. Happens behind. Converted. Now she goes around. Gospel ministry at you. Show up at Emmanuel. Saturday and Friday. A lot of people who are Catholic who are out there and they'll pray. So we'll gather here and we'll pray. As women are walking, you know, I'll do something radical. Right? Walk up to their car and I'll say, I start. Right? I'm not going down there and saying, go down there, we want to be safe. Approach these women. not an easy task. It's not the only ones that are down. Have boyfriends happy that I'm trying. There are groups. There are pros. By on Saturday morning, vests, people wearing vests, and what they do. It is easy without hearing stuff that we have received. To try to distract. But we preach the gospel. Is and what the Bible. There's a couple of ways. So that's our ministry. Sidewalk Council. Out on the sidewalk. What can you do? Vine Street Baptist Church, or speak for them. I want to give you the first is come out on day of the week. You go, and you may have this stereotype of what I thought I would see. And what I saw was not. I saw people that were just like that. I saw people just like that. So it's a very real. Yeah, you can pray. I cannot talk doctor into. But yeah, God can save that the Lord. Also, if the Lord takes speak for them across the nation, there are cities every day, every major city, have no. Say that we're willing to see that reality. All across the country. Chapters that are popping up all over. Pastors will call me, I want to do this. Florida and Boca Raton. So I get those calls all the time. So I work on start these speaking. I want to be able to. I want to guys for having me.
He is a living example of ladies that he talks to. Simply planting seeds. That's what God has called all of us to do. Spirit that waters. You may not be called to go and Andrew does at the door. I hope you do for a while. Because there's girls that bus in from all over the state to go to that abortion clinic down there. All over the state. Impact on those people. Your granddaughter, whatever it may be. Maybe it's a boy. It's your nephew, your grandson. They've gotten into a situation. Have a real godly impact. Pray for the speaker. Father, we thank you so much for Andrew and his gospel ministry here in the city of Louisville. We know that what you've called him and others to do through this ministry is a task that is heart-wrenching, heartbreaking, and just exhausting. But God, we thank you so much for their faithfulness and their tenacity and their desire and love for these women that they don't even know. Babies that they make. God, we thank you so much that you are sovereign over everything, regardless of the decisions that these women ultimately make in their lives, that you are sovereign, God. Andrew.